Admiral Jack Romanoff walked into the main briefing room aboard Hunter and smiled at his officers as they rose. "Sorry I'm late. I got hung up on a call with President Ibarra. I hope you didn't get started without me."
"Actually, we did," Commander Kelly Danick said with a cheeky grin. "Of course, we were mainly gossiping about your love life, so we can skip ahead if you'd like."
He gave the chief engineer a quelling look as he sat down before smiling again. She was an iconoclast, and he was more than willing to allow her leeway as long as she kept his engines running. Still, his love life was a bit over the line. Okay, a lot, even though they would gossip no matter what he did. "I don't exactly call light dating a love life," he said somewhat repressively. "And since Sarah's on Argent and we're all the way out here beyond the jump limit, I don't think there's much to talk about, do you?"
"We weren't talking about your love life, sir," Lieutenant Derek Calvo, his helmsman, said. "We were discussing the energy shield we're trying to develop."
"Now you're being a spoil sport," Danick said with a scowl. "We could have kept him going for at least a few minutes."
"You might be mostly immune to him being annoyed with you, but the rest of us aren't," Lieutenant Amanda Harris, his tactical officer, said.
"It's a good thing he likes you,"
Lieutenant Colonel Mac Turner, the Marine commander, said with a smirk.
"Teasing a man about his love life isn't playing fair, and you young people shouldn't be indulging in that since everyone else may be talking about yours."
"I just said we weren't talking about his love life," Derek groaned, redness beginning to show on his cheeks.
"And what do they say?"
"Never mind that," Amanda said firmly. "Why don't we move on to talking about what we're really here to discuss? Teasing the Admiral is all good and fine, but like Colonel Turner says, we've got better things to do."
Jack noted with some amusement that she wasn't blushing. Still, they were right. There was a lot to discuss, and they might as well get about their business.
"What's the condition of the independent quantum drive?" he asked his chief engineer.
"Better than you'd think," the tall, brown-haired woman said. "All the repair parts are in, and we've got it back together. We're still running the self-checks, but everything is green so far. We should be ready for a test jump in an hour or two."
It had only been a few days since the drive had been disabled in combat, so that was fast. The good news made him smile. He didn't like being stuck without the ability to move rapidly around the combat area, and the independent quantum drive was the fastest means of doing so. The hyperdrive they'd confiscated from the Tardan colony vessel could also move them, but it was much slower.
"That's a lot quicker than I'd expected. How did you manage it?"
"We had most of the parts already at hand, so getting everything into place was simple enough. The problem we ran into this time was that we burned out a couple of things that weren't normally at risk of being damaged when we used the hyperdrive and independent quantum drive together to skip the ship ahead and create that energy shield."
She frowned. "We're trying to figure out exactly how that works. The two drives are working together in ways we don't understand, and even though we've figured out how to use everything safely, for the most part, it's still a lot more dangerous working with this unknown technology than I like."
"That might be true," Derek said, "but it saved our bacon. The Novarites would have destroyed us if we hadn't had that ability. I've been going over the data we collected during those skips, and we'll want to be a bit more careful about how deep into the gravity well we go with it."
"Why so?" Jack asked.
"We can use the hyperspace drive about 20% deeper into the system than we can use the independent quantum drive, and I suspect there's a similar limit with a skip drive. When we engage the two drives together, the combined effect moves us forward faster than light speed, but it still seems to use a hyperspace band to get us there. The deeper into the gravity well we are when we activate the drives, the greater the risk will trigger a jump into a higher hyperspace band that might be lethal. During the battle, we inadvertently jumped almost all the way to Argent and stressed the quantum drive. The distance we achieved is almost certainly an indicator that we pushed the line when we triggered the drives as deeply inside the gravity well as we did."
Jack pursed his lips and crossed his arms as he leaned back in his seat.
"I wish we had a way to have our cake and eat it, too. We were discussing creating an isolated system with a hyperdrive and independent quantum drive used to create a shield rather than driving us around. Is that still a possibility? If so, could it also be used as the skip drive rather than putting our main drives at risk?"